Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. 2 days in a row, I got a two-day streak going on doing the Tuttle Daily Podcast. As always, oh, I already got Fish on Jay. Fish on Jay is already in the chat room, says, yo, 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 yo. I don't know if I got all the yo's in there. I always love engagement from you guys. I really do love talking to every single one of the people that listen to the content that I put out there. And I try to read everybody's comments in the chat room, but you guys can also call in. You can call in 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Jason Martin's coming in with a yo, yo, yo. So, before I get into my show, I just wanted to say my thoughts. I'm not a... See, I really feel like a dick when I say my prayers because I'm not a religious person, but my thoughts go out to Bubba the Love Sponge, Bubba Clem. He lost his stepfather, and I even saying stepfather, Bubba thought that his stepfather was his real father. And he lost him today. He put out this post on his Facebook page. With tears in my eyes as I write this, my heart is hurting. As I held my stepfather's hand as he passed away, as he passed at 4:18 p.m. Eastern today. Because Bubba got up at like 2:38 in the middle of the night to go to the hospital, to be there with his mom and his family and stuff. And he still did the show today. It's now me, my sister, my family's responsibility to wrap our arms around my mom and help her during this difficult time. RIP Eddie. We miss you so much. And this is from his Facebook page. So I feel really, really bad. I got a chance to hang out with Bubba and record that show. And it's just going out there because I even talked about how I really thought that even though it was one of the worst days of my life, and I still think about it every single day, but I lost my dad. And it helped me grow up, and I'm not saying that Bubba needs that. I mean, I know that Bubba's getting all the texts in the world, and I even texted. I was like, I didn't even expect to get anything back, nor did I thought I would. But I just wanted to let him know that I was thinking about him through this rough time, so... Bubba, we're definitely thinking about you. Fish on Jay, I know Fish on Jay, and I'm bad at transitions. I'm bad at going from something serious like that and then asking Fish on Jay. Fish on Jay, did you get a chance to listen to the show that I did with Bubba? that came out last Thursday. If you did, please call into the show, 407-270-3044. I just wanted to get some feedback because I got a lot of great stuff. And I know that Fish on Jay will be honest with me. He's not going to blow smoke up my ass or anything. But I really, really would like to hear some feedback about the show that I did with Bubba and stuff. And I do got topics that I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about Damar Hamlin. That was a real tragic story. Jeremy Renner. Joe the Supermark said, I listened to it like 14 to 22 times. Well, thank you, Joe. I really appreciate that. Also, the Jeremy Renner accident. The national news trying to make things... Oh. I do got a call coming in. Hold on, let me. Why can't I pick this up? Give me a second. Bam, 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 bam. Hello?
Yo, 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 yo.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
What's going on, man?
So, did you listen to the podcast that me and Bubba did?
Yeah, I actually heard it twice.
What did you think?
I think it was great. In my opinion, I also believe that you had unfinished business behind that mic in that studio after what happened in 2019. So I think...
Wait, hold on. Can't hear the caller? Hold on. Let me test this real quick. Hold on, Fish on Jay. I gotta figure this out. No, you can't hear. You can't hear the caller. I have not changed a goddamn thing on this board at all. Ugh. Nobody can hear Fish on Jay. Hey, try calling back in. So you guys could not hear that. What the fuck, man? New year. Just having problems with the audio. I don't know. Let me see. Nobody can hear Fish on Jay. Hey, try calling back in. No.
So you guys?
No, you could not. All right. All right, let's see if this works. Fish on Jay, are you there?
Hello, power bank. I'm burning. Yo, yo, yo.
All right, hold on. I just want to see if this works. Stand by. Hey, try calling back in.
I'm going to see this. Hold on.
No. You can't hear anything. All right, don't worry about it. I got to figure this out here. Damn it. All right, I'll talk to you later, Fish.
All right, buddy.
All right, so obviously I cannot play. Well, see, now this has me really, really, really worried. All right, here we go. I'm going to get into my first news story. I'm going to talk about Damar Hamlin, who was the Buffalo Bills player that had cardiac arrest last night during the game against Cincinnati. So let's see.
Details on Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin. The team say Hamlin is sedated and is in critical condition.
Let me know if you guys can hear this.
On the field following a tackle against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bills adding overnight that Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest and his heartbeat was restored on the field. CPR was administered for several minutes before Hamlin was lifted into an ambulance. The sports world shaken by the moment.
As a man who is...
All right, so can you guys hear that or not? I'm playing a news story for Damar Hamlin. Let me see.
Suffered cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it. All right. Restored on the so that has to be something with Google Voice. So you can hear that. So, all right, I'm going to back this up a little bit. Okay. So last night, Damar Hamlin, he took a weird hit in the chest. And I also know that a lot of people, you know, and I get why people, and I believe in absolute freedom of speech, but everybody wanted to jump right onto, oh, did Damar Hamlin have the COVID shot? I get why people want to talk about that. And I know that some stuff has happened. You know, like, I got the first shot. I got the second shot. I got the booster. And I'm not saying that because I don't want to get, like, blacklisted on anything. I'm not saying that the vaccine doesn't work. But at the same time, I'm not going to get constantly jabbed and injected with stuff nonstop. If you guys want to do it, do it. Like, I'm very careful about, because I had COVID once. I had COVID, and you know, when I got it, I went to the UCF University of Florida bowl game last year. That's, I, 1 year ago, like today, I was battling COVID, and that was the only time I got it because I was out in a large ass crowd. No, I mean, Twisted Movies and everybody, the reason why they're saying, oh, the COVID vaccine, they're talking about maybe a blood clot or something like that from the vaccine. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about what people are saying on social media. There's a lot of conspiracy theory people out there. And that was the first thing everybody went to. And this has happened before. It happens a lot more than what you think when it comes to these people you would think that are in the greatest shape of their life. You guys all know that I support Manchester United. Christian Eriksen plays on Manchester United, and in the last Euros, he had basically the same thing that happened to Hamlin last night. And these guys that you think are in the best shape in the world, they're killing over, and it's a freak accident. I can't even, like, pronounce exactly what they said it is, but he got hit in the heart, in the right place, right angle, at the right heartbeat. I don't know if it's on the beat or in between the beat, but he got hit there, and they're saying he stood up and he collapsed, just like Christian Eriksen did in soccer, and we've all seen this. I mean, you know, like, a lot of people are upset at what Skip Bayless had to say. You know, everybody's calling for Skip Bayless's head right now because of a tweet that he sent out. And I get why people are upset about it, and I'm trying to find the tweet right now. Oh, see, now it's probably not even going to be found. Buddy, I'm going to have to look this up. But yeah, Skip Bayless said something, and everybody was upset about it. They were angry as hell. What up, Dave Darkness? How are you, buddy? Where is the tweet, man? Did they just delete the whole thing? Oh, here it is. This is a tweet that Skip Bayless put out last night when Damar Hamlin or Hamlin. Skip Bayless tweets, no doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. Okay, maybe not the most sensitive thing to say, but like, I work construction, okay? And I know that a lot of people are watching the game, and look, you can find any of the most disgusting horrors that you're ever going to find. It's all on the internet. But we're talking about professional athletes that are getting paid millions and millions of dollars, okay? And I'm not saying that their feelings aren't valid at all, because they are. But you guys also know that I was an iron worker. I was an iron worker, and I have been on job sites where people have fallen off of a three-story building. Now, the reason why we had to stop working during that day is because they needed to do their investigation. They all needed to interview us to see what we saw or heard, events leading up to it. But bet your ass, the very next day we were working. And bet your ass, like, if they could have, they would have made us work after they got not the body, because the guy didn't die, but he got really, really injured. That's a scary thing about when you see somebody fall, because they're kind of in shock. And when they hit the ground, they want to automatically get up. They want to get up and try to act like everything's normal, but they can't, because guess what? Their legs, all their legs are shattered. You can't get up, but they try. And then you see their legs collapse underneath of them. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that the construction workers on the job site that day, they're not getting paid anywhere near what some of these NFL players are. And I'm not trying to take away from anything that the NFL players are going through. Not one bit. But everybody wants to be mad at Skip Bayless about what he tweeted out. And if you're just joining me, he wrote this. No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seemed so irrelevant. And I've heard some of these pundits, these people that sit around, former players or people that have never played an NFL down in their life, commenting on it, and they're even talking about, how can you even play this game? I know, like, this is a stretch, but do you think that, because I'm a big fan of The Deadliest Catch, they film all the time. They lose people. Do you think a crab boat that's in the Bering Strait and some of the most dangerous water in the world, do you think that they call it off because somebody ended up dying? No. All the other people on that boat have to eat. And for people to talk about, we shouldn't even play this game. Are we also talking about that the Bills and the Bengals should never play again? I'm not trying to put words into anybody's mouth, but I mean, DeMar Hamlin, he loved the game of football. I'm sure he would be happy. And I'm talking about like he's dead, but he's not. He's not dead. Man, see, I've been talking. I haven't even played this story.
We begin with new details on Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin. The team say Hamlin is sedated and is in critical condition after he collapsed on the field following a tackle against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bills adding overnight that Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest and his heartbeat was restored on the field.
See, I mean, this really did remind me of, a lot of people are going to think that it's a stretch, but this eerily reminds me of Dale Earnhardt, because this was not even a bad hit, people. It wasn't. And we weren't hearing any information at all. And then all of a sudden, bam. But we didn't hear that about Hamlin here. Well, I mean, we're talking NASCAR, and the guy's last name is Hamlin.
CPR was administered for several minutes before Hamlin was lifted into an ambulance. The sports world shaken by the moment.
As a man who has built himself up both emotionally, mentally, physically, to be the baddest dude in the world, whenever asked to be the baddest dude in the world, you have somebody you genuinely love and you can't do anything to help him. You have to watch as he can't even breathe for himself. That's not what we're prepared to deal with.
Very few people can say that they played professional football. So when I see one of my brothers go down, it hurts. It hurts bad. Because
all right, so, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the present-day NFL players are getting taken care of, but let's talk about the players in the good old days, 60s, 70s, 80s, where you didn't have that concussion protocol BS or whatever it is. Those guys paved the way for you, and they can barely walk. Nobody gave a fuck about them. Nobody gave two shits about those people. Now everybody is. With the media, social media, the movies and stuff that have been done about this. Yeah. Now people want to start caring.
This is someone's life. This is not a game at this particular point.
The unity between players on both teams, it continued back in the hallways of the stadium when Bengals players in still full uniform were coming to the Bills locker room. Bills players.
Oh, so Ken. Yeah, and Ken Block, Scooter. I mean, 2023 is already out of the box, coming out hot. Ken Block died, and don't see that on the news. No. Can we also talk about... Can we also talk about how bad of broadcasters on the national level is? It is absolutely horrendous when there is a wrench thrown into the whole cog of the machine. It all breaks down. Like, these so-called professional journalists that are getting paid the big bucks, when they gotta think on their feet when something is thrown upon them and they gotta, like, ad-lib, It's hard to watch. It is so hard to watch. When something like this happens and the big boys have to ad-lib and be themselves, at the very least be there, and they can't even do that.
Started to come out and they were hugging and shaking hands, and you could hear players saying, I'm sorry.
Usually, when there's something that happens that's traumatic like this on the field, there's a moment or so, and then the players go on and keep playing. But the fact that the players just were in no emotional state shows you that they saw something on the field that they had not seen before. And we have no idea in the days and weeks ahead how they will feel and how.
DR coming in with the super sticker, $9.99. Thank you, DR. And I know that, look, once again, I gotta double insulate myself. I gotta talk about all this. So what happened is tragic. I hope Hamlin recovers. I hope he is going to be perfectly fine. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that I know it's a stretch to compare soldiers in war where it's life and death, but, I mean, technically, isn't this life or death? You don't think somebody in World War One or WW2 were like, oh, man, my buddy's head just got blown off. Can we stop this war? Seriously, we need to stop this war. And I know a lot of people are going to think that I'm trolling by that. And let's be honest, the NFL, even though they want to make you believe that they were the ones that postponed this game, they weren't. I mean, I've saw all types of stories where the NFL, everybody's saying the NFL decided to postpone this game. No, they did not. From some of the stories that I've been reading, once again, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but I also do my own research, and I can see and find you plenty of links of people saying that it was the coaches and the players on both teams that did not want to play this game. Because bet your ass, if it was up to the NFL, they would have played that game last night. They would have finished it. So the NFL was trying to save face because, I mean, this really has not been a good year for the NFL when it comes to player safety. I mean, you got Damar Hamlin. And then you got Tua, who is the quarterback of the team that I support, is now on concussion number 3. And if I'm being honest, you want me to tell you what is happening in the NFL? What's happening in the NFL is that they have protected the players too much. They've made the helmets too well. The pads, the flak jackets, whatever it may be that they use to protect themselves. They've made all that stuff too well because now they know that they can launch themselves and make them human projectiles and just basically lay somebody out. I know that, and I'm not saying that people back in the day when in the NFL, back when they weren't wearing any face masks, they were wearing leather helmets. You didn't see players launching themselves into each other. You didn't see players launching and hitting with the crown of their helmet. You just did not. You didn't see it because guess what? There were consequences as a defensive player if you went in like that because you're not protected. We've basically given the defense a false sense of security to be able to go flying in. And guess what else? The wide receivers, they don't like wearing a lot of pads. They don't like wearing a lot of protection because it makes it harder to catch a football. So that's why they're not doing it.
Players around the league would feel.
An outpouring of support from players around the league. Bills quarterback Josh Allen wrote, "Please pray for our brother." And T. Higgins, the player Hamlin tackled, praying.
I mean, also at the same time, you got to feel bad for T. Higgins. He was the guy that Hamlin was trying to tackle when he got hit. And this is just all a tragic accident because, like I said, it's about getting hit in the heart at the right time. And that's what ended up happening. A scooter 385 writes, "Take that all away. Take that all away. Make it better." Because I really do think defensive players would not launch themselves the way that they do. The NFL stopped the game because they didn't want blowback. Money is everything. No, you're right. Twisted movies. But at the same time, they are really stopping bad hits, and it makes the game worse, honestly. Yeah. I mean, it's a violent game. It is.
Hamlin pulls through.
The University of Pittsburgh, where Hamlin played in college, joined dozens of teams and organizations.
Wait a minute, I got to stop. David Rivera, $20 super sticker. Thank you, David. Wow. Hopefully you're having a good New Year, David. Thank you, as always.
Patients offering their well wishes as well. Hamlin arrived at Level 1 Trauma Center around 9:30 p.m. That was about 40 minutes after he collapsed. The hospital says they don't anticipate having an update on Hamlin's...
I mean, 40 minutes sounds like a long-ass time.
...condition overnight. Coaches met with referees on the field before bringing the players back into the locker room. The game then postponed shortly after. NFL officials said on a conference call with reporters that they believe...
I really do not think that they're going to end up playing this game. And I think they got to, but I also think they're going to come out and they're going to say, we're not playing this game. I hope he does wake up. I really, really do. Story I wanted to get into before the end of the show. I want to talk about this Pope. The Pope that ended up quitting. Hold on. Damn it. Give me a second. Add a stream. There we go. So think about this. Being the Pope is a pretty powerful position. And most people that are in power, they're not going to give it up unless they know that they're God. They know that they're going down. And look, I'm not a religious person. I do believe in a higher power. I believe that it is an all-powerful God that knows everything, controls everything, knows everything that has ever happened, that is happening, or will happen. No, I don't believe in that. And if that's the case, man, he's a complete dick. But where I have a problem is how people just mark out, how people are just crazy about the Pope. I just don't get it. I mean, isn't one of the things and the Christianity is not to worship false idols or golden idols or whatever it is? People like worship the Pope like it's God himself. And I know that they believe that he has a direct line to God and everything. He does. I mean, it makes it pretty bad that what the Catholic Church has been doing with the pedophiles, the sexual abuse, abuse in general, how they make more money. They're the world's largest private landowner. The Catholic Church got bailout money during the pandemic. Even though they don't pay taxes, So you guys kind of get where I'm going at this, right?
Tonight, the body of Pope Benedict XVI lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica. An estimated 65,000 people filed through.
Marks. Let's be honest. None of these people give a goddamn about, and I know I said goddamn, but, you know, none of these people care about the Pope. They, and I'm sure that you weren't allowed to bring cameras or anything in, because if you let people come in with their phones, you know everybody's going to try to get a selfie with the Pope. This is the whole must see event. Everybody wants to know that. Oh, I checked in on Facebook at the Vatican. Look at this selfie I took with the dead body of Pope Benedict. I just don't get how any of these people. And I would also, I tried to find out. I'm not saying that they had to pay, but I would not be surprised if they did have to pay to be able to get in to see the body, the dead body of Pope Benedict. Because we all know that they need the money. We all know that they need the money to pay off the families of the children that they molested. And I know, like, I might get in trouble for saying that type of stuff, but Twisted. David Rivera says, LOL, true. And then Twisted Movies writes, think there were ticket scalpers. I would not be surprised. But I'm not stepping out of line. We all know that the Catholic Church has paid off families who had children that were molested. And a lot of these priests, cardinals, they didn't do a day in jail. They got shipped off to another location, another country that they couldn't be extradited from. And they're all set up to do it again. And they need to start letting the priest, the cardinal, let them get married. Jeez, seriously, let them get married. Let gays into the Catholic Church. I mean, the Catholic Church is all about the money. Gay membership in the Catholic Church, gays, we all know that the gay communities, gay, lesbian, LGBTQT, they all have disposable income. That is all money that can go right into the collection plate. And I really think that the Catholic Church should just be a little bit smarter when it comes to this.
Through today to say their final goodbyes. Over the weekend, Pope
Francis. I mean, this guy is just a mumbler.
Francis paid tribute to his predecessor, calling him so noble, so kind. The two men held wildly different worldviews.
You think they're talking about altar boys right there? Definitely talking about, yeah, altar boys.
Wildly different worldviews and visions of the church. Born Joseph Ratzinger in 1927, he was the first German pope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying it is, but might have a little SS in the POPE.
More than 1,000 years. A theologian, a strict conservative who put hot button political issues at the center of his papacy, opposing same-sex marriage and women priests. Critics accuse him of not doing enough in the church's sex abuse scandal. But today, those...
Of course not. Of course not.
Waiting in line, remembered him personally.
He remains a fundamental person.
This guy... I mean... See, I gotta be careful with what I say.
And for my life...
I don't know if Pope... Here, I'll just say this. I don't know if Pope Benedict would have cared too much for this guy being in the Catholic Church. Wank, wank.
And it's important for me to be here in Rome. It is like when a father dies.
No. I just lost my father, and I could tell you, even if I was Catholic, this is not like a father. I really think it's a little sick, in my opinion.
Sounds cool to him.
Filippo Toso took an overnight train from Venice to Rome this morning to be one of the first.
He definitely doesn't have a woman. Could you imagine if you told your old lady, yeah, I'm stepping out for a few days. I'm going to go see the Pope's carcass, his corpse. I'm sorry. I know that I got a job and I got to make money and everything, but I got to go see the Pope. I've never met the man in my life, but I just called him my father.
Was it?
Amazing. It was not important to see, but to be. And to be here.
Mountain Petorik, an American Catholic living and working in Rome, had the rare chance to visit Pope Benedict lying in rest at his convent home on Sunday.
This is all nothing but a social status event.
Been bringing people to Rome for 20 years. It was the highlight of all my time in Rome.
History will remember Benedict.
When he was alive or his body? Because that's a little sick if you say the highlight of your trip to Rome was being with the corpse of a dead pope. I know that's redundant, but it's a little weird.
As a traditionalist who bucks centuries of tradition, retiring in 2013, a radical press.
Why did he retire? We never found out. Never would, because, like, I mean, he was basically, I don't think he left the Vatican after he stepped down. They didn't want him out. I mean, I know a lot of people hate TMZ, but could you imagine if Pope Benedict was, you know, he steps down, he wants to go outside of the Vatican, and you got the paparazzi, some wannabe paparazzi, want to get some footage for TMZ because they want to go viral. Could you imagine some of the questions that would be asked to the Pope that stepped down? Yeah, I would have loved to see that. And I know a lot of you guys hate TMZ, but TMZ kind of breaks a lot of stories.
That will define the future of the Vatican.
Molly joining us now from the Vatican. Molly, what are we learning this evening about former Pope Benedict's funeral arrangements?
Now, we understand that Pope Francis will preside over the funeral mass on Thursday morning, just behind me in St. Peter's Square. And Lester, we are also learning tonight where Benedict will be buried, in the same Vatican vault under St. Peter's Basilica as Pope John Paul II.
It's also kind of weird that they keep all the popes in one little room. I'm just saying. It just seems a little weird. And I can only imagine, I'm sure, like, they're not in these tombs or crypts. I wouldn't be shocked that if it wasn't just like a glass, like it was a piece of cake. They were treating the Pope like a piece of cake, and they just put a glass box over the top of it so they can come down there and see it. I don't know. I find the whole thing really, really weird. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Two shows in a row. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast and you want to check out the live stream, you can do it live 7 p.m. across all streaming platforms and all social media platforms that I have. And if you're watching this show live right now, I got an extensive library of content that you can find. It's on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google Play. Wherever you find any of your podcasts, it is available. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed today's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.